So we'll start with the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. Three chants.
Heyata mune mune maha munaye soha. Heyata mune mune maha munaye soha. Heyata mune mune maha munaye soha.
Now the medicine Buddha stanza and mantra, which we'll say eight times.
Just go on, hold on 1 second. Hold my friend here. Rangichi was on top of your crown, top of your crown. Yeah, probably a crown. If it's possible, then please you visualize Medicine Buddha, form of light, which symbolizes, you know, healing energy. Also, like, things, you know, external things has size and has external things that include shape, color, probably everything that related to the object of the five senses, you know, related to five senses, do possess as a some sort of power, or you could say energy, but possess something. Possess something what you could call power or like potentials. You could call power potentials, so I think also you could call energy. I'm not sure about that energy. But it possess something that has some kind of potential or power to benefit our life. So that's why the I think medicine Buddha color wise like blue. Even the ancient time people do wear, you know, like rings that has like precious stone. Particularly turquoise. They wear, you know, right now I'm not sure it's not about, right now in the more 21st century, do people have some knowledge about those, the benefit of wearing precious stone on your body? Not sure, like, ancient time, it's not just decorating a body, it's also just like some kind of benefit they received. Wearing, you know, certain types of precious stone, such as like lapis lazuli, and you know, like some kind of like color, like turquoise. A long time ago, many years ago, when I was in Switzerland, one of my friends, she does color therapy. At that time, you know, I had no clue. I had zero clue. I thought like, who's paying money to just to come here to see color. I have no clue at all. So there's like such a thing called color therapy that you, I'm not sure what she does or how she does to help the client. And there she has like hundreds of different colors on the shelf. Yeah. So now when you think about the color of medicine Buddha, you know, so then anyway, probably you have more knowledge than I do. The color the therapies, about color therapies. So there might be some reason why medicine Buddha, you know, color is like blue, bright blue. Or you can also tell from your own experience, looking at different colors, you may find certain colors very much soothing or healing. Hard to say. Anyway, Rangi Chio. So here, so then you visualize medicine Buddha, form of light. Bright blue light. One face, two arm or hand. Right hand is supreme giving gesture, hand gestures. Holding a medicinal plant. It has a particular name called Upala. Not Upala, Arura. It's called Arura. This name, specific name for, you know, particular medicinal plant, Arura. I think that plant is in Tibetan medicines. You know, one of the ingredients of Tibetan medicine is Arura. That's a particular medicinal plant. It's already in the Tibetan medicines. Color in blue, one face, two arm, right hand, or supreme giving hand gestures, usually is like this. You know, on the lap, right hand, like this. Supreme is called Chojin, supreme giving hand gestures. Not just giving material things, is like giving like liberations, you know, fully enlightenment, and like seeding, common, uncommon seed, there are many things. Spiritual attainment, common, uncommon spiritual attainment, or based on the practice, type of practice that you do. So then based on that, then that hand mudra, you know, supreme giving hand gestures, holding a particular medicinal plant called Arura. Left hand is meditative hand gestures. Okay, like this on the left. Holding a ball, in the Buddha's time, every Sangha member possessed one. It's called Rungse. That's where you eat, that's where you go out to get your food to the village. In the ancient times, you know, like the Sangha member that goes into the town to get their lunch. They only eat only one time a day, lunch. So it's like color is black color. Material, according to Vinayaka Sutra, material could be made of metal or dirt. Such a katana, the color is black. And that already explained in the Vinayaka Sutra what kind of materials and what kind of color has already been said in the Vinayaka Sutra. Mainly like made out of like dirt or metal. Either one is fine. So color is black. So black color. Uh, So it's interesting, like, you know, people, when there's funeral, people do wear something black. You know, it's not like anywhere. So everything then the Vinayaka Sutta, it all talks about monastic discipline. So also, you know, not going to say much. But so that begging bowl on left hand, meditative hand gestures on the lap, holding a begging bowl, contain amrita. In Sanskrit called amrita, in Tibetan called dhiti. For the sake of knowledge, so that dhiti, there's three types of dhiti or amrita. Immortality amrita, chua meva, se dhiti, it's called immortality nectars. Then medicinal nectar, inexhaustible nectar, sabana vishi dhiti. For the sake of knowledge, so then you visualize that bowl contains these three types of medicinal nectar or amrita. So then recite the mantras, okay, recite the mantras. While you're reciting mantras, so then nectar flows, you know, to medicine Buddha's balls, which is on like left hand, the flows. Then dissolve to your crown chakra or crown, purify all the sicknesses. There are obstacles, sicknesses, obstacles, all the defilement, all the negative karma, completely purifies. So then after the mantra recitations, then you yourself, then very medicine Buddha that you visualize on your crown, or dissolve to your crown chakras, so then you yourself transform into medicine Buddha or become healing energy of medicine Buddha. Something like that, brief, like a short visualization. Of course, you know, there are like seven sets of medicine Buddha. So the dark blue color is the main one. So then the detailed visualization, then you visualize six of them above them in the form of light. Then after each recitation of the names and the mantra, then dissolve the next one, then eventually all of them dissolve into the main medicine Buddha. So main medicine Buddha dissolve into your crown chakra. So then completely purify sicknesses, obstacles, all the negative karma. So then the body become like crystal clear. So that's how the medicine Buddha has been practiced, been done. So if you can recite the medicine Buddha mantra with that visualizations, so I believe there will be more benefit. All right. Oh yeah.
The one with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light. Deyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze
Maha bekanze bekanze rasa samugate soha deyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze rasa samugate soha deyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze rasa samugate soha Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha.
Now, so then after that, you dissolve the medicine Buddha to your crown chakra. Then you yourself become medicine Buddha or some form of healing energy. So as I said, two sentences ago, it's quite interesting. So the stanza you said before the medicine Buddha mantra, Tuksum ne, Tuksum, three poison, anger, attachment, ignorance, is considered as a disease. Interesting, to call disease. I think a lot of people may not realize anger, attachment, ignorance is a disease. It is a disease that we have to recognize. We must recognize as a disease. Three poison, anger, attachment, ignorance. When you look at the wheel of life, in the center of the wheel, there's like a rooster, then the pig, then the snake. Correct way to paint that is like the rooster and the snake coming out of pig's mouth. Both of them coming out of pig's mouth. That's the pig's mouth. That's the correct way to paint. Sometimes you see like one coming from each one's mouth. That's probably not the correct way to paint. The correct way to paint is like both of them, rooster and the snake coming out of pig's mouth. So that's the correct way to paint. So there's in the middle of the wheel, that's why this cycle, twirling, the cycle happens because of that. So it's quite itself, just the word itself is kind of teaching us Four Noble Truth. Just the word itself kind of teaching us Four Noble Truth. According to Maitreya Buddha, the text Maitreya Buddha composed these five texts. If I'm not mistaken, according to Sublime Continuum, one of the major Buddha texts, Jui Lama, Sublime Continuum. What is it called? Shukla in Sanskrit? What is it called? Tibetan is called Jui Lama. So, not sure how many people know Tibetan here. Jui Lama. Sorry, I'm drinking my tea. I just wake up. Anyway, it's okay, Shukla. If you cannot find, that's okay. In English, I think it's called like Sublime Continuum.
Yes, Kesha, it's the Mahayana Uttara Tantra.
Or Mahayana Uttara Tantra, oh, that's the text. I could be mistaken, but if I'm not mistaken, according to that text, name is Shija, name is disease. Something needs to be discovered or something needs to be understood before you do something. Need to identify correctly, then it changes. refers to fundamental truth. Once you correctly discover what the disease is, so then after that's the remedy, then it's just neji juni panjana. The remedy, something needs to be avoided or abandoned. Then it's just neji juni panjana. Refers to second noble truth. Then apply that same logic or same knowledge applied to every single problem that we face in our life. Apply to the same knowledge or same teachings applied to every single. Then happiness too, same thing. Then shija, this very strong word. First, the disease needs to be correctly identify or recognize or discover. So then the second, the cause needs to be, you may already heard this probably more than 1,000 times. So now we as a this, you know, the disease is not, we are not going to, we can heal this disease simply by hearing teachings 1,000 times. That's not how, of course we have to hear the teachings, but that's not how the disease heal. No, you need to, much as possible, that we have to try. Does not mean we can practice everything we learn. What do you say? Otherwise we'll be only enlightened long time ago. What do you say? Otherwise we'll be only enlightened. If we practice everything we know, then we all be enlightened. But much as possible, we must try. We must try throughout the day, much as possible, whatever we learn and try to apply day to day, like little by little here, there, or there's something we can do as a human. We can motivate. I don't say I cannot motivate, that's not true. We can motivate. We motivate, we think. What motivate means? Think before you do. Oh, I want to drink tea. Then you make tea. You know? Everything is powered by thought. Without thought, you don't do it. Everything that you do, right before that, there's some kind of thought. You know? Beyond every action, there's thought. So that's called motivation or intention. So we can motivate. No, so that's 100% certain that we can motivate. We can direct. We can guide ourselves. That's 100% true. We do have choice. We are fully capable to do that. It requires some kind of motivation. We have to motivate. Then shija neji juni panchalas, neji juni panchalas. So now the cause of the disease, whatever the cause of the disease might be, is something that needs to be abandoned, avoid. Then a torja, or healing, something to look up to, something to achieve, comfort, physical comfort, mental comfort, something to look up, or something to hope to achieve, torja, something to hope for, or you could say, in the modern language, you could say, it's a dream. It's a dream. Physical component, mental component, it's a dream. Why you are not experiencing that now? Because now there's a disease. Disease. Dene topja. Many temba chawata. Dene topja. So that's like cessations. That's like cessations. Many temba chawata. Medicine, there's something that needs to be taken. Medicine, there's something that needs to be taken according to the disease. So that's the path that lead to the cessations. Oh. Now, intellectually, the Four Noble Truths is not that complicated to understand, but of course it's like difficult to apply day-to-day life. Mainly lack of mindfulness, mainly lack of mindfulness, mainly lack of mindfulness. So that apply every single situation that you are going to be in, or every being that you encounter, every conversation you had. If you are thinking about what just Maitreya Buddha said, a sublime continuum, Jilama, then you probably make better choice. You make better choice. Your ego might want you to say something, but your wisdom decides not to say. Your wisdom decides not to say. Because you want to heal. You want to heal. You are looking for healing. You are thinking about how to heal yourself. Therefore, you deliberately choose not to listen to your ego, and your wisdom takes over, that you choose not to say. Not to say. Any conversation that leads into argument, you decide not to say anything. Oh, because you are someone who is looking for to heal. From the disease that's been there long period of time. Anger, attachment, ignorance has been there long time. Now it's time to heal. It's time to heal. Of course, it's easier said than done, because in this case, I'm the one who's saying it, but you can do the same thing. Next weekend, you can take over. What if you can take over? You can say the same thing. Otherwise, every single day, there's a thousand different ways. If we are not mindful, there's a thousand different ways you could lose your peace of mind, like piece of cake. You could lose your peace of mind, like piece of cake. Doesn't require much effort. That's me, including myself, all my friends, that's what we should do. It's not about just learning. What do? You just learn. Next time somebody asks you, what are the four numbers? You could say blah, 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 blah. What that means? Well, I don't know. Does that really help? Does teaching really help? I don't know. Yeah, so every day we need to think little by little, how to help yourself. That's all the renunciation teachings boils down on that, how to help yourself. So then you can think about helping others. You know, whereas we talk about self-love, self-respect, self-compassion, it's already included in the teaching renunciation. It's already included there. May not word it like that, but it's already included there. How to help yourself. Mm. Then, conviction, faith, in yourself, in very practice or teaching, or very practice that you're doing, this is very critical, very critical. Give me a conviction, faith that you could do. You could liberate yourself from samsara. Having a conviction, faith in that is very critical. Without that, probably you may not going to see much success in the spiritual path. So my honestly speaking, all my friends, including myself, ask yourself questions. Do you really believe that you could liberate? Do you really believe that you are someone who could get enlightened? Do you have any faith in that concept of that idea? Very important, very important. Do you think this life is something precious? Do you have any faith in that? Do you have any faith? Oh, my life is here, precious life, precious human life, that's in the London teaching. It's different. But no benefit. Do you feel amazing knowing that you are doing this practice? Quite amazing. Do you feel amazed? Do you feel just knowing that? Do you feel like kind of liberating at all, liberating or not? Do you believe the medicine Buddha has the power to heal us from this 3-4-3 disease? Do you have faith in that? Do you do? Yes, of course I do everything. The question is there any substance in your practice? No. Why? There's no devotions. The first possible that you don't believe that you could be liberated, you could get enlightened, you are not 100% convinced. You just know, but you are not 100% convinced. Critical, it is very important to have faith in yourself in order to succeed. Of course, there's faith in every practice that you do, whatever that practice might be. You know, so for example, Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga practice. Wow, these words are taught by Manjushri. Can you imagine that you are saying the words that are taught by Manjushri? Do you feel kind of liberating? Do you feel amazed? The very word they taught by Manjushri to Lama Tsongkhapa, the same word you are saying, do you feel kind of like very happy or amazed that you, I don't know how you have created this opportunity to have this opportunity to engage yourself into this kind of practice? Oh, like, it's not just now like, we are fully capable, we are fully equipped with making our life, or to liberate from samsara for good. But we have no faith. We don't have any faith. We don't believe that. We don't believe. We believe so many negative things, but we hardly believe in positive things. When it comes down to positive things, we are not very much convinced. When it comes down to negative things, we are 100% convinced. This is not the way to go up, go higher. No. You could do something very simple. Practice doesn't have to be a complicated one. You can do something very simple one, but with 100% convictions. Why my practice has no substance? Or maybe there's something lacking. Something is lacking there. Something is lacking. Otherwise, the same practice that's been done by Lama Atisha, Lama Tsongkhapa, all these great masters, why you don't feel anything, why there's no substance, or something is lacking. Something is lacking. Something is lacking. Well, my friend here, you are life is also precious human life. My life is also precious human life. We can, only thing that we can do is we can try it. We can try it. Every day we can try. Little by little, we can move inch by inch up. Every day we can do. Sometimes probably feel like you move up 5 inch, fall down like 11 inch. It's okay. It still need to move up. It's not good to, my head is already broke. Now I'm going to break another head. I'm going to break my head. That's not nice thing to do. Even though your one hand is break, according to Chapter Sorumbuche, even though when you broke one hand, you need to think about how to heal that. Don't say, oh, this hand is already broke. Now I'm going to break another hand and I'm going to break my head. That's not smart thing to do. What does indicate, mistake do occur? But the minute the mistake occurs, immediately need to think about purifications, how to fix. That's the first thought that should be come up, how to fix. Not like, is this already break now? Right hand is already break, now I'm going to break the left hand, or now I'm going to break the leg. There's not nothing. There's not lack of things to practice. No, there's plenty things. There's plenty things to practice. There's nothing to practice. No, it's not like that. There's so many things to practice. It's not a lack of availability of the practice. Substance. Toksumne, tree poison is called as a disease. If we really love ourselves, if we really concerned about self-love, self-respect, self-compassion, first thing to recognize those three things as a disease. First we have to recognize these three things as disease. Also then you may look for remedy, and you may wonder what condition caused those disease? What condition caused it? Oh, there are thousands of conditions every single day. There's thousands of conditions that cause these three disease every single day. From mouth, here, physical, then you're open. If you are not mindful. So anyway, sorry, so much been said. So medicine Buddha, the practice of meditations that you need to visualize. Otherwise, why you learn? Why we are learning? What is the point? What is the point of learning all these things? What is the point of learning? You just talk. Shichu means something that you just talk. Spiritual practice should not be just like that, just something that you talk. Duchi is something that you need to put into practice. Duchi is something that you need to put into practice. Oh, Spiritual knowledge is not just something that you talk, but something that you need to, how is it, practice, put into practice. So you do also that. So sometimes, you know, oh, next Sunday, what are we going to learn something new? For what? So Gisela always talk about the Gisela. Some of you may think, oh, Gisela is not really talking about the really teachings. There are many obstacles. First thing, I already explained the benefit of reciting Mani Mantra. How many times we recite Mani Mantra? That's the first question. What's the purpose of learning Mani Mantra if you don't recite? What's the purpose? Why did people explain the benefit of Mani Mantra, encourage us to stay? Materially, what they get, their book is free of copyright. They don't make even one penny writing those books. They don't make even penny. What they're encouraging us to do? Oh, their ultimate wish is to free all living beings from samsara. That's their ultimate wish. That's the only wish they have, to liberate day and night. When you become bodhisattva, that's what you think. Day and night, you're thinking about the betterment of other beings, ultimately liberate them from samsara, then lead all of them, all the way to enlightenment. That's their ultimate wish. That's why they encourage, they explain the benefit of this practice, that practice. Otherwise, I said, what are the four noble truths of blah, 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 this, what are like seven causes of one reason, how to develop bodhicitta, blah, 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 blah. What does it really mean? I don't know. Does it mean something for you when you think about those things? Then it just become mere knowledge, something that you talk about. It's not learning should not be mere knowledge. Learning should be something that needs to be put into practice. Oh, so then when you talk, there will be some substance. Otherwise, it's just being. Sorry, I'm not here discouraging you. I'm just here to encourage you. We are all capable, little by little, so things need to think about putting into practice, okay? In order to get maximum benefit, you need to put into practice. In order to get maximum benefit, whatever the practice might be, as simple as like reciting Mani Mantra, in order to get maximum benefit, you have to have devotions. You have to have faith in yourself. And you have to have faith in the teaching itself. Then you have the faith in the author, very author who wrote those teachings, such as Shakyamuni Buddha. The joy of knowing teachings, knowing practice, how the practice has been put into order. Then you have conviction, faith in Shakyamuni Buddha based on his teachings. Your devotions go so deep based on all the teachings they wrote by Lama Tsongkhapa. Because you study them, you read them, then you think about them, you get a lot of benefit, then your devotions will deepen and deepen, go deeper and deeper. Your heart is going to be like, not going to be like hot desert that nothing will grow. So then your heart will gradually be, how you say, moisture. When it's so dry, so then it's become like a little bit wet. What do you call it? Moisturized or?
Moistened.
moistened, whatever that might be, moistened. Oh yeah, so much been said just about the mantra. So that's how the meditative Buddha mantra should recite with some kind of visualizations in order to get maximum benefit. There's nothing wrong with looking for maximum benefit. There's nothing wrong. That's what enlightenment is about. That's what liberation is about. Getting maximum benefit for yourself and for others. So now, second prayer.
Next is the four measurables. And let's say that three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. And now we have the two mantras. First one for Chen Rasik, the Buddha of Great Compassion. And first the verse of praise, not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chen Rasik, all seeing one, I prostrate. Let's make this a little bit bigger. So let's say this eight times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the one for Arya Mother Tara. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the fears. Tutare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. So let's say this seven times. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah. So now, for immeasurable. As I said, practice does not have to be a complicated one. It can be something very simple or very beneficial, you know, such as money mantra. So easy to learn. It's not that difficult to learn. We do have wisdom to learn. Or somebody will teach you what it means. Or somebody will teach you if you ask. For what? To heal. From where? To the poison. That's all. Medicine Buddha, same thing. Mani mantra. Oh, to the poison. Oh. Why is it located in the center of the wheel? The wheel of life symbolizes 12 links. Expansion of Four Noble Truths. Expansion of Four Noble Truths. It's 12 links, the expansion of Four Noble Truths. In the very center of the wheel of life, what are the painting there? Hawk, rooster, snake. What they symbolize? Three poison. What is called? Disease. That's why it goes round and round and round, never ends. It goes round and round. Very center of the wheel located three poisons or three diseases, or you know, the attachment, the beginning of the ignorance, or attachment, anger. You know, the anger, attachment, there's no specific order, but both coming out of the ignorance. Huh? Same thing, the mani mantra. You know, the practice does not have to be complicated one, it can be simple as. Not in practical sense, not in practical sense, but knowledge-wise, this doesn't have to be a complicated one. It can be simple as Four Noble Truths, another the Four Immeasurable Practice, and like Mani Mantra. What could go wrong when you say Four Immeasurable? How many things could go wrong? Very little. How many things could go wrong saying for immeasurable prayer? Very, very little. Highly leveled, those Vajrayana practice, how many things could go wrong? Or the thousand things could go wrong. Thousands of things could go wrong. Mani mantra, what could go wrong? Nothing. That's how it's been said. Very little. Four immeasurable practice or prayers. When you say prayers, then equanimity comes in the very last for some reason. When you actually put it into practice, then you practice with the equanimity practice. So now, how to meditate on loving kindness or compassion? How to meditate? Well, now it's time to read. Or how Lama Tsongkhapa explained how to do meditation on loving kindness and compassion. So then with that knowledge you can expand. So that's why last few Sundays ago I asked people you to like contribute maybe some kind of stories that helps you to guide yourself into the meditation of loving kindness and compassion, how it's been done. loving kindness, compassion, there's something that needs to be think in daily basis. Think means meditate. Or whether that's based on for image of prayer or something simple. or like no money mantra or money to me. Yeah, you can say word by word. You don't nobody say you have to finish this all six syllables in one time. Or something to think about, something, some sort of visualization. Power of words, syllable, ma. These are all sacred words. Mantra, meaning behind mantra is protect your mind. It's not something that you say again and again become mantra. No. Mantra is sacred word to protect your mind from the disease, Oh. Yeah, simple as this, you know, Om Mani Padme, so easy to learn. You can just use that as the meditation. Om, you can think of body, spirit, and mind. You could probably meditate on a little bit on emptiness or shunyata, based on word Om. Yeah, that also Om has also like deeper meaning when it comes down on Vajrayana teaching. There's deeper, much, much deeper meaning. It's just word, that's just word A-U-Ma. Three syllables become together, become Om. It also has many meanings. Huh? Then Om, then Ma. Oh. These are the three root diseases, anger, attachment, ignorance. But there's many different like problems here that are caused by these three poisons. So the like arrogance is one of them, pride, arrogance is one of them. So when you say word Om Ma, oh, so then the liberates you from problem, from pride, umma, mean, or jealousy. You could meditate om in something, ma, liberate from pride, arrogance, mean, from jealousy. Then, you know, from like doubt. As I said, we have so much doubt. We have doubt in ourselves, we have doubt in the teaching, we have doubt in here, we have doubt in there. No, so that's why we cannot get to Washington DC, because even though you have this perfect map, but you don't trust the map. No, you have doubt. In the first, you have no desire to go. How are you going to get to Washington DC? You are never going to get to Washington DC because you have no desire to go. Second, you don't know how to get there. Even though you have map, you don't trust the map. Or maybe you drive there, so you took wrong path. You're never going to get there. Doubt. Or maybe you don't have faith in the which road that leads to Washington DC, I-94. Which road that leads to Washington DC?
95.
Yeah, 90, you don't have faith in 95. You think that 95 will go to New Orleans. Or somebody told you that no road goes to New Orleans. That means it's a lamnor. Taking wrong path, never get to Washington DC. In the first place, you have no desire to go. Finish. Getting to Washington DC is over. You have no desire to go. Second, you have desire to go, but you took the wrong path. Never could get there. Third, you have doubt. You have doubt that I-94 will go to Washington. You have doubt. obstacles. Same thing. Order to succeed, same thing, no? So the doubt, no, we have so many doubt, we have so much doubt. We have, it's not like we are free from our lives, free from doubt, no, not at all. Especially my life is not free from doubt. I can't talk for your life, but my life is full of doubt. Some of them are gross, some of them are very subtle. Take a long time to eliminate the subtle one, probably take a long time. From beginning from Lamrim to all the way to Int. Eliminating subtle doubt probably they will take a lot of effort. Yeah, so we have doubt. So the Om, then you think about it, remind me, liberated from pride, arrogance, need, jealousy, fear, doubt, negative doubt. So then ignorance, then attachment, then anger. That's six syllables, mantra. See, three poses only listed there. Simple as that. Om Mani Padme Hum. With devotions, with devotions. Just that six-syllable mantra can be wonderful. You can use this like as a guided meditation, wonderful guided meditation. You can just say, Om Mani Padme Hum. That's all you say, Om Mani Padme Hum. Think. Then if you could learn, then it's good to learn Lamrim teaching. It's very good to learn Lamrim. And all the paths laid down step by step, Lamrim. There's no better practice than Lamrim. But you can begin with simple as the Mani Mantra. Simple as the Mani Mantra, you know. Recite Mani Mantra, syllable by syllable, and then visualize. So what you call here, Dhiti Devjang, Dhiti. Amrita, nectar, bed means draw, charm means purify. If you want to combine Mani Mantra practice with that, Mani Mantra recitation of the Mani Mantra with that practice, you can do. You can visualize all four cherished space before you. Actually, there are three different spots you can visualize. Here, space before you, and your heart. That's based on the intention behind the practices. Intention behind the practices, based on that, so then visualization would be choose based on the three different spots. On your crown, space before you, center of your heart. So you can visualize changes, the forearm changes the space before you, in front of you. So then while you're reciting the Mani Mantra, you can visualize light emitted, emitted from hollow light, not just light. And I remember Chapter Swaram, which is said, visualizing light and nectar both, there are two different reasons why you visualize, not just light or nectar, why you use both of them. There's some significant meaning in Tanta Vajrayana practice, there's some significant meaning. Mainly, Sutrayana practice, there's not much visualization of nectar or light. Maybe there are some, but most of them is based in Vajrayana practice. So there's significant meaning behind visualizing light and the nectar both. So Jagdishwaran Guruji said it will help you to develop clear light in illusory body. Clear light in illusory body. the unification of clear light and illusory body, that's the ultimate goal. That's the ultimate goal. Unification of clear light and illusory body, that's the ultimate goal. Then of course the presence of clear light will probably eventually lead that goal. So anyway, the scripture Solomon just said, you know, like visualizing light and natural body, you know, it helps to create the cause to achieve, you know, clear light and illusory body. So that's why. For the sake of knowledge. So you can visualize that, you know, especially before you can visualize forearm chariots, you know. Nowadays, there are so much pictures available. You can look at them and you can try to, what do you mean visualization? We try to create mental image and make that real as possible, authentic as possible. That's what visualization means. Because you need to look at, of course, there's text that describes one arm, two forearm, that two arm holding this, you know, glass rosary, one of the all the descriptions there. So you could memorize that, but if not, you could just look at the picture. Now there are so much pictures there, you can just look at them and visualize. So then light emitted from forearm chariot, you know, body white, throat red, heart blue, navel yellow, then secret chakra, they're from like green or rainbow color light, five color light, or you can just do white, red, blue. You don't have to do five color, or you could do five color. If you're doing this one by one, so then, you know, the white light emitted from Genesis body dissolves in your crown chakra, purify all the, as I mentioned, disease, obstacles, physical problems, and purify all the negative karma created by physical body from beginning to start, completely purified. So the second round of mantra, then like a red light emitted from genesis throat, dissolved into your throat. So then purify all the negative karma created from the speech. So you can do that individually, then the heart, then the second round of mantra. So then like blue light emitted from Jesus' heart, so dissolve your heart, purify all the negative karma that created from the mind. So the third round you can do simultaneous, purify, simultaneously emitted from body, spirit, mind, navel or secret chakra, then dissolve into your body, spirit, mind, simultaneously purify all the negative karma created by body, spirit, mind. From being listed. So you can do that. So easy, it's not that difficult, it's easy. What are you doing? Money, that's all. Oh, money, pay me home, that's all. Please don't say, oh, I have no time to say, oh, money, pay me home. Oh, if you are not going to find time to say, oh, money, for this life, when you are going to find? No. You're never going to find. So simple as that, you know, just say the money, but don't think, oh, so this track is so complicated, that track is so complicated. No. No, it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be something very simple. Long time ago, even people, because you are fortunate, you could learn money matter so easily. Long time ago, people even, when people say om, they forget ma. When they say ma, they forget me. So they eventually, Tevishya Swarnabhaji said, bees, number of bees that comes around. So one group of bee comes up, oh, then people learn, that's how they learn. They look at the bee, and they pay attention to the sound, that's how they learn bee. Oh, then the second group of bee comes, ma, who knows, the bees are part of the manifestations of, you know, some enlightened being. But money man was taught like that. Simple as that. Please, don't ever feel, I'm not sure how to do practice. No, it's quite simple. Learning is quite simple, but doing another things. Then doing with the devotion, there's another things. So then from now on, whenever we feel, oh, there's no substance in practice that I always do, what's lacking? Devotion. Mindfulness. That's what's lacking. So there's something that you could do. Constantly remind yourself, or thinking about the meaning of very practice that you're saying from your mouth, thinking about the meaning, or that's what it means being mindful. So then with that, then slowly, you know, life will be better, because life will be, eventually will be liberated. That's what I mean, life will be better, you know, because eventually you will be liberated. So then what else? Anything else? What time is now? What time is it?
It's about 11:55.
Only 5 minutes left?
Yeah.
That's good. We just finished the pre-minute prayer. Even started class yet, but that's good. Only 5 minutes left. That means there's no class today. But, we need to help ourselves. We need to help ourselves. Don't just say, oh, I love myself, or I care myself, I have compassion to myself, I respect myself. Don't just say, we need to help, really practically help. How to help? The practice is the only organic way to help ourselves. So don't ever think, oh, it's so complicated. No, it's not complicated. Your mind makes more complicated. It's not complicated. It can be just simple as money mantra. You just say the money mantra, meditate on compassion. It's not that complicated. So as one of the Kata masters said, you carry what you can carry. Don't look at the elephant. Oh, elephant carry like 500 pounds. Maybe I should carry 500 pounds. Probably that's not a good idea. Maybe it may break your back because you are not equipped to carry 500 pounds. You are only equipped to carry 10 pounds. And don't like say, oh, I'm not going to carry anything because I'm not able to carry 500 pounds. That's not nice to say. You carry what you can carry. That means do what you can do, then do it well. It means with some devotion, you know, Otherwise, as I said, not just me, Lama Atisha said, Shantideva said many times, there has to have some substance. Otherwise, you know, it's like it just becomes something that you talk. That's kind of sad. It's something, or dharma, there's something that you talk, you never put into practice. Something you talk, you know, that's kind of sad. No, dharma means to practice, put into practice. It's not something to talk. There's plenty of things to talk. Why you use dharma as something to talk, you know? Dharma is something to put into practice, to move this life up all the way to enlightenment. That's what dharma is for. So we have to recognize, understand that very clearly right from the beginning. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be like simple as reciting mani mantra. Use that mani mantra as a guided meditation for compassion, healing from three poisons, three diseases. You can use that. Your entire life, you can just do that. That's very good. It doesn't have to be very complicated. Then if you want to learn more, that's wonderful. I'm not discouraging you to do little. I'm not encouraging you to do the little. Encouraging that. What I'm saying is, do what you can do. That's what I'm saying. Doesn't have to be a complicated one. It can be simple as reciting mani mantra or with the devotions. Then every day there's something to feel good about. Oh, I feel great. You know, you feel good. Something that makes you feel great. Something that makes you feel good. not by just looking at something, smelling something, touching something, eating something, listening to something. Beside all of that, something that makes you feel great, feel good, and gives you hope, or this life can be turned around, can be changed, can be developed, can be improved, something like that. Every day, okay? Yeah, so with that, so then I'll stop here, so maybe that's not much time. And Chaitanya, thank you very much for translating for all the people back in Patagonia. So, and we will continue the prayer for the risk of fire that you face. And I'm very so happy to hear a lot of people from the Kadamba Center participated to recite 21 Thara praises. And it seems like there's some impact there. So you have rain there. And I think that's good, so a lot of people. So we will continuously pray for your safety. And all then here before the dedications. As I, every Sunday class I said, you know, now there's so much suffering now in the world. There's so much suffering. All kinds of suffering. So much suffering. All kinds of suffering. So never imagined before. Before it was like 2019, 2018, people never imagined so something is going to happen like that. So because of this virus, there's so much suffering, so many different types of suffering, so much death, you know, so much, you know, disease. So please, you know, whenever you pray at home, please include all of them in your prayer. You know, whenever you pray at home, especially when you do the dedication, they think of all of them. Okay, so. And I believe there will be benefit, okay? So then today, same thing, think about all of them. Wherever there might be, every corner of the world, now the whole world is facing problem, same problem. Yeah, so with that, the Lamula will do the dedications. And thank you very much for all of you coming here to class. Anybody watching on YouTube, thank you very much. And I wish you a wonderful weekend. Ya Lamula.
We'll start with the prayer by...
How's about that dedication that you wrote? You actually have that? You sent it to me?
Right. I have to find it.
How long it takes?
Oh, let's see. I just have to get it on.
So then the rest of the people can just, you know, meditate. So then Lamula will read and all join all your heart together. No? If Lamula finds. So maybe I'm not sure. You're fine?
Let's see, almost.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
The email you sent me, is it there?
I found it. Okay. It's in there.
Yeah, say a little bit loudly so everybody can hear clearly. So then, please, all my friends here, join your heart. That's, you know, a beautiful dedication that was written by Hamla. So.
Due to the merit of my entire practice, may all sentient beings be free of every problem, every complication, pain, suffering, natural disasters, man-made disasters, pollution, sewage, poisons, and harm. May they have every happiness and joy, and may whatever they want or desire be placed close beside them. May they have every leisure, opportunity, richness, wealth, and resources. May they give and receive loving kindness, support, care, compassion, great compassion, bodhicitta. May they realize emptiness in and out of meditated equipoise without resistance. May their environment transform into a pure land with wish-fulfilling trees, and may they liberate themselves from samsara in this very lifetime. And when they pass away from this life, may they be born on a lotus with qualities complete and become a vessel for the transmission of any or each of the Buddhas in the Buddha fields, receiving direct teachings from them and causing them great delight until they attain the full and perfect enlightenment.
Oh, very good. So now, Shantideva, predictions. Thank you. Very good, wonderful.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjina's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha.